You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Let's get right to this. Jeff Hudson is here with this week's sound advice on classical concerts coming up that include young artists as well as some old pros. Jeff, welcome to Insight.
Always a pleasure to be here, and we're heading into the peak of the orchestra season. There's just stuff happening all over the map. So let's start out talking about a young talent, Roger Shaw, who was an Insight guest back in 2016 after he won the Mondavi Center Young Artists Competition, recently won the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra's Concerto Competition, which he played as a pianist on that one, and he will be a soloist with the Youth Orchestra in San Francisco next year. And then he also auditioned into the National Youth Orchestra of the United States. That's a summer project that's affiliated with Carnegie Hall. So he'll be flying there as a violinist.
Talented.
And he will also be the first alternate piano player if the regular piano player has the flu or something like that. So big deal for Roger. I had a nice chat with him a couple of days ago, and he's a junior in high school. So, you know, you can still, I know he's going to be appearing briefly at a chamber music concert in Davis in, I believe, April. So keep your eyes open for that one.
What a future for that.
Oh, he's the sky's the limit. Then let's talk about the North State Symphony. We don't always get an opportunity to mention them, but they have a program February 23rd in Chico and February 24th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. They're going to be featuring a young marimba player named Eric Whitmer, who is a high school student living in Palo Cedro, which is a small town in the hill country to the east of Reading there. I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the state, but when I go up to Lassen Volcanic National Park, I drive through that general vicinity. Eric was the top prize winner in a recent youth competition that the North State Symphony organized, and he will be performing with the North State Symphony a portion of a marimba concerto by Brazilian-born percussionist and composer Ney Rosaro. Let's hear a little bit of that. It's very cool, and that's actually a Brazilian orchestra with the composer, who's a guy of 60-some years of age, as the soloist in that recording. And, and Eric Whitmer, obviously being a teenager, hasn't had a chance to record that one yet.
Oh, man.
Then we have the Russian National Orchestra, which always draws a big crowd when they visit the Mondavi Center. And they will be appearing on Saturday, March the 2nd at the Mondavi Center with a 24-year-old Chinese-American composer named George Lee. George's parents came over from China. He was actually born in Boston and was educated in this country. Like I said, he's all of 24 years old. He's already appeared with the San Francisco Symphony and a bunch of other big-name orchestras. He will be playing with the Russian National Orchestra. He will be doing the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 2. Now, George, being 24, hasn't recorded that particular concerto yet, but I did track down a solo performance by George of a Rachmaninoff Etude. This is Opus 33, No. 6. So this will give you an idea of what George can do with Rachmaninoff as a composer. If you watch, if you watch the video of that on YouTube, it's kind of like hummingbird wings watching George's fingers go up and down the keyboard on that one.
That's a great description.
This will be an all Rachmaninoff program. I think they're also doing the symphonic dances and one other piece. So all Rachmaninoff program by the Russian National Orchestra on March the 2nd at Mondavi. The Reno Philharmonic is going to be featuring a veteran performer. This will be Thomas Hampson, baritone. They're going to be performing on March the 9th and the 10th. And Thomas Hampson, I saw him sing at Mondavi about 10, 15 years ago, something like that. big time, sings with all the major orchestras. He's about 65 years old.
Still going strong.
A veteran and dozens and dozens and dozens of recordings. He's going to be doing a piece that he recorded with the Spokane Symphony. It's called Letters from Lincoln, and it incorporates texts from actual letters plus one very famous address that you've probably heard. Let's hear just a little bit of the music, and this is a test to see if you remember your American history class. What famous speech did this text come from?
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty.
What a beautiful way to express that.
It is, and I always... have an easy time remembering that one because I had a grandfather who could recite the entire Gettysburg Address. That's what it is, if you needed a little hint there. He could do all 272 words of the Gettysburg Address from memory, and I saw him do it on several occasions. That particular piece of music is composed by a guy named Michael Dougherty. Again, the Reno Philharmonic, they are performing on March the 9th and 10th at the Pioneer Center in Reno.
I'm talking with Jeff Hudson about classical concerts on tap this winter season. Continue.
The UC Davis Symphony Orchestra has a very celebrated cellist coming in on their March 15th program. The cellist is from Finland. His name is Anssi Kartunen. I've heard him play a couple of times at UC Davis.
And there's an interesting note about
He's not only performed with, you know, the Los Angeles Philharmonic and all these major Royal Concertgebouw, you know. I mean, we're not talking about a student soloist here. We're talking about a top-tier cellist. And he also plays in a special trio that is active periodically called Tres Coyotes. The other members are Finnish composer Magnus Lindberg, who has written several cello concertos that Anssi Kartunen premiered. And then also the other member of the trio is a guy named John Paul Jones, who, if you're an old rock and roller, you will remember he was the bass and keyboard player for Led Zeppelin. And interesting stuff. You can find some of their stuff up on SoundCloud if you go looking for it. For Kartunen's concert on March the 15th with the UC Davis Symphony Orchestra, they're going to be doing a piece by Peter Lieberson, the late composer. It's called The Six Realms, and let's hear just a little of that. And those of you who are real completists will remember that when the Mondavi Center opened in October of 2002, Peter Lieberson was there with his wife, soprano Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, and they sang the second major concert, or she sang the second major concert at the Mondavi Center. She subsequently passed away in 2006 of breast cancer, and then he died of lymphoma in 2011. Really sad, sad story, but we still have the music, and so that's a concert to look forward to, UC Davis Symphony on March the 15th. Then the American Bach soloists are performing the St. Matthew Passion, which is one of Bach's real big ones at Davis Community Church, on Monday, March the 25th. And I dug up a recording that they made of the St. Matthew Passion back in 1990. And that is baritone William Sharp, who did the recording with them. It was actually in 2000, not in 1990. I tripped on that. Sorry about that. Sharp will be the baritone soloist. So, you know, here we are 19 years later, and he'll be doing the same role with the same American Bach soloist. Very special concert.
That is Jeff Hudson talking about classical concerts you don't want to miss. Jeff, thank you for being here on Insight.
Always a pleasure.
And we're going to head out of Cap Radio's Insight program today with a little bit of music. And be sure to check out Cap Radio's comprehensive curated guides to upcoming classical and jazz concerts at capradio.org/music. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan, in for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Sally Schilling, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Today's engineer was Antonio Munez. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show Monday. Thank you for joining us.